we have a lot of work today because we want to finish up the halacha from the previous sugi. We did it, Baruch Hashem, relatively well. So chaval that we don't come up with some of the halacha lemaisa. What we're going to do is we're going to read the words of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yud Aleph in regards to Kedima B'Brachos. And we're going to remind ourselves how everything in the Shulchan Aruch now fits in to the web that the Gemara spun for us and the Rishonim spun for us. I'm going to ask you, after we read each shita, who does that correspond to? So let's go. First, we always have to make sure that the words are clear, and then Be'ezer Hashem apply it and see halacha l'maaseh, and see a couple of very perceptive points by the Gedolei Achronim that will affect the halacha as well. Mechaber writes, Hayulafanu mine peros harbe, reishit aleph aleph. If he has many different types of fruits in front of him, in birchoseim shavos, if the bracha is the same for all of them, v'yesh b'neim mimin shiva, and there is something there that's one of the shivas haminim, makdim min shiva, then the min shiva comes first, afal pishen achot. So to put it in very simple terms, if you have one of the shivas haminim versus a fruit that you like better, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? What comes first? The min shiva comes first, and it comes before chavit. Kemo amin acher. V'me'ein v'ne'em min shiva, makdim achavit. However, if there isn't a min shiva amongst it, so then in such a case, the chavit comes first. So Rabosai, here we really have two distinct shitas that found its way into the primary position in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the first? Where did the first psak come from? That halacha is that if you have min shiva, that comes before chavit. Where does that come from, Rabosai? Where did the mechaber get that from? Very good, Rabbi Yehuda. So fundamentally, it seems that the mechaber paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'amevin yavin in Siv Beis. He paskins like the Rambam, and we developed a whole shiur according to Rabbi Zalman Meltzer that the Rambam was paskining according to the Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that works very, very well. That even fits into the Lomdusha construct that we gave, and that is that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Now there's another sheet over here that found its way into Shulchan Aruch as well. By the way, found its way might be the wrong way of saying it. That the Shulchan Aruch decided to follow. But when you find it in Shulchan Aruch, then the sugya really comes together. To the point then, if we really understand the sugya, then we'll be able to ask the questions that the Achronim ask to reconcile in the Shulchan Aruch. What else did the Mechaber add? He added something else interesting over here. He said, "V'im ein min shiva makdim achaviv." If there isn't a min shiva, so then in such a case, the chaviv comes first. So that, by the way, you don't see from Rabbi Yehuda's words in the Mishnah, right? You wouldn't necessarily see that even from the Gemara. You wouldn't necessarily see that from the Gemara. The Gemara never said, am I right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the Gemara ever say, "V'im ein b'neim mimin shiva makdim achaviv"? No, the Gemara was very black and white. The Shulchan Aruch gets gray. The world has a lot of gray in it. So what's going on over here? Can anybody tell me which shita the Shulchan Aruch is tapping into? Yes, Noah?
Sounds like Rav Shmaya's way.
Something along the lines of Rabbeinu Shmaya, correct. That even if we're going to say, now this will get involved, because Rabbeinu Shmaya was talking in the Chachamim, right? Rabbeinu Shmaya was talking in the Chachamim. So it seems we did see such a shita from Rabbeinu Shmaya, that the halacha is that there are times that the chaviv comes first. This, the Beragola says, it comes from Tosfos and the Rosh. Okay. V'me'ein berchoseim shavos, and by the way, Tosfos seems to be Rabbeinu Shmaya. Although, v'amei v'nyavin sarachiyun, that do we say the mechaber is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda? Then it would not be Rabbeinu Shmaya, unless we say that he's going with Rabbeinu Shmaya the whole way, even B'das HaRabbanan, but that would also be difficult. So we leave that off as a tzarachim. V'meim berchoseim shavos, afil yesh behen mimin shiva, and if the brachos are not the same, that means, let's say you have a adama and a eitz, kigon snon v'zayis, so then eizemem shiir tse yaktim, v'afilu eino chaviv, you could choose anyone you want, even if it's not chaviv. In other words, the rule of chaviv falls away kishe'ein Birchosein Shavos. If there's any Birchosein Shavos, then it falls away. What's that? So it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Ula. That Ula says, and we were Masber a week ago, what the Lamdus of Ula is, but he's following the opinion of Ula that says that the whole Machlokas between Rabbanan and Reb Yehuda is only if it's Birchosein Shavos. If it's any Birchosein Shavos, so then all bets are off, and there's no requirement of one over the other. The Rosh gave his pshat, why there's no requirement of Amevin Yavin, and we gave a pshat as well last Sunday, why that would be so. And that's the main opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Omrin, and the Mechaber continues, Shegam Bazet Tzarech Lahakdim HaChavir. Here you also have to put the Chavir first. The Nikra Chaviv Hamin, now by the way, this we did not spell out. This is why it's always Kedai to look up the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch. Even if one was not Meshubit the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, which we are anyhow. But there are a lot of times there are things you can miss in the Sugya. You have to do the chaviv first. And what's called the chaviv? The min that's normal that he generally likes. So let's speak in very practical terms. If a person normally likes oranges, even if now he wants the apple, he has to choose the orange first. How's the Yesh Omrim different than the first opinion? Because the Yesh Omrim is saying that even if it's Birchosein, hey Birchosein Shavos, even if the Brachos are not the same, there you have to choose the Chaviv as well. Then you choose the Chaviv as well. In such a case, we don't evoke the rules of the Gemara earlier, and you choose this Chaviv as well. It's in the printer right next to my friend. Oh. No, the general photocopy machine.
Oh, it's there.
Thank you very much. Okay, so that's this opinion. The Yesh Omrim says that the Chaviv is going to come first. Now the Mishnah Brura says something absolutely fantastic. Now, first of all, here's this Yesh Omrim. Who says Shegam Bazet Tzarech LaHakdim HaChaviv? Who said this? Where did this opinion come from? This is Tosos. This is even more precisely closer to Rabbeinu Shmaya, right? That if you have everything else equal, if everything else is equal, so then in such a case, you say that the Chaviv comes first. So once it's Ein Birchosein Shavos, so then we ignore Min Shiva. Once we're ignoring Min Shiva, so then in such a case, the Chaviv is going to come first. Now, the Mishnah Brura says something startling. Generally, Rabbo say, if you have a Stam and a Yesh Omrim, who do you passing like? You passing like the Stam. So here's one of the cases where everything gets changed. The Stam and the Yesh Omrim, the halacha over here is like the Yesh Omrim, the Mishnah Brura claims. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura in Oz Tess, in the Yesh Omrim. He says as following. Svirale, the gambaze shayach malas hakdima levarech al min echa tchila. El the svirale de lo makdiminam baze min shiva, el achaviv lo. Yoser yakdimenu levarech alav lecha tchila. So the halacha is we don't need the tzlach yet. You don't have to pass it around. We'll get to it. Achenim shnei aminim chavivim etzol v'shave az v'varech amin shiva tchila v'ayim ma'shekasa v'mishne bur v'shem agra v'ayim ber halacha ma'shekasa v'shem achronim de'ikir ki yesh omrim hazeh. The Mishnah Brura quotes that the achronim point out that the ber halacha is amongst them that we actually follow the opinion that says that Chaviv is going to be Adiv, Kishe'ein Birchosein Shavos. Let's take a look at that Be'er Halacha. Says the Be'er Halacha, V'yesh Omrim, Ma Shekosav HaMechaber De'azu B'Shem Yesh Omrim, Eino Medugda. He says that this is a striking Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha is going to disagree with the Psach of the Mechaber, where the Ramah doesn't. The Adarava, Deir Rishona he das ez yichidoi. He says the first day is a das yachid. Hu arash v'chidushi Rabbi al brachos ve'efsher shegam das Rashi came, and maybe also Rashi holds that way. Oh, so what's he referring to as a das yachid? What he's referring to is the opening lines of our Gemara. When our Gemara says, Amar Ula, Ubeber Hosein, Yishein Berchose and Shavos. Eze man sheyirtza. What does it mean, Eze man sheyirtza? So let's open up our Gemara again and remind ourselves where the Be'er Halacha is coming from. By the way, I have to tell you, the Be'er Halacha says it, so I'm going to follow it. But I'm not so sure that I'm convinced that this is a Das Yachid. Let's take a look. What's he referring to? He's referring to, we had in the beginning part of the Gemara, that we had Bir Chosei and Shavos. We have a Machlokis, whether Min Shiva Adif or Min Chaviv Adif. Am B'Shehem Bir Chosei and Shavos, Dibrei Kol Mavarech HaZeh V'Chozim Mavarech HaZeh. Says Rashi, Rashi is clear, like Tosfos points out, Rashi and Dibra Maschil, Chaviv Adif, and Dibra Maschil Avol, are clear that you could choose whichever one you want. That means that you don't follow the Chaviv. However, Tosfos goes on and quotes those that disagree. Who disagree, Rabosai? Who do you know that disagrees with Rashi? What's that? Yes, the Bahag, very good. And Tosfos quotes the Bahag, and we developed the Shita of the Bahag, that the Bahag disagrees. Now the Bahag disagrees so much that the Bahag says that even by Adama and Aetz too, he disagrees. Now there, some Rishonim might accept that we don't follow the opinion of Rashi, but doesn't necessarily mean that even Adama and Aetz, you also say, are better. Maybe Aetz and Adama might be an exception to the rule. Again, the Bahag had said that if you have Adama and Aetz, the Aetz comes before the Adama. So what do we see from the Bahag? That the Bahag disagrees with this idea. And the Bahag says that we don't say that you're Chozer Umavarech. Nevertheless, and for that reason, says the Be'er Halacha, that Rashi is a Das Yachid, even though we saw that the Rosh very strongly disagreed with the Bahag. And the Be'er Halacha is aware of this. He says that this opinion that says that we don't choose the Chaviv is the Rosh, the Efshir Shagam Das Rashi Ken. I'm not so convinced it's Efshir Shagam Das Rashi Ken. It seems to be quite clear that's Das Rashi Ken. It's clear that's how Tosfos had understood the opinion of Rashi. The Rashi and the Rosh. However, he says, the day of Shnia, he says, as many Shittas are Rishonim. The day of Shnia, he das har Rishonim, alo hu das Rav Haigon, hu b'chadush Yerajba, v'gam das harach, v'arif, kevi mashemuchach sham b'divir Rav Yo. We didn't see that in the Rif there was Muchrach. So you gotta look up this Rav Yo. We didn't, the Rav Yo is not within our lexicon of our standard Rishonim. But if you can, look up the Rav Yo. Dulu Perusham, das ulahu, the Be'ein Berchoseim Shabbos, the Kulei Alma, Chaviv Adiv. Everybody holds the Chaviv is Adiv. V'cheinu gamke das Tosfos? What does he mean, v'cheinu gamke das Tosfos? Tosfos, I see that says it, is only Tosfos b'das Rabbeinu Shmaya. Where else do you see it? Where he quotes the Bahag? Then he goes with the Bahag?
It also says that the Yachid is made as the Rabbim.
Okay, so what does it mean Yachid is made?
When the brachas are equal, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we follow Chav. When the brachas are when the brachas aren't equal, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we follow Chav. It's only when the brachas are the same that he...
I see. Right, Nachon. Okay, I see. That you're saying that... Very good. Freddie's pointing out, I was thinking of the second Tosfos, but you're pointing out that in the first part of Tosfos seems to say that the Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbana where it's Amos and Shabbos that caused that is other. Beautiful. Very good, Freddie. That's what he's referring to. The same time came to Das HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Yonah ben Rashba. The Gam Nuchal et Starif Lezeh Das HaRamba. Bottom line, Rabbosai, bottom line is what emerges is that the Mishnah Berurah paskins against the Psak of the Mechaber. He says there are many Achronim that disagree. And since there are many Achronim that disagree, what will emerge is that you would always have the Chaviv go first, even if it's She'ein Bir Chosei and Shavos, if you have a Min Shiva by Bir Chosei and Shavos, then the Min Shiva goes first. But otherwise, Chaviv is always going to get priority. And that applies even if Ein Bir Chosei and Shavos. Okay, that's what emerges. Yes, Yisrael.
Even if you have something that is a Mezonos and a Sha'akol, I'm saying, like, you and your the chaviv wanted to use the shackle, you would still say shackle first?
No. No. As Eitan points out, let's go straight to Gimel. Actually, I wanted to go to Hey, but since you asked, it's Gimel, so let's take a look in Gimel. Hey, view the fun of Dover Shebrechaso Bori Priyo Eitz, but Dover Shebrechaso Shahako. If you have a Bori Priyo Eitz and a Shahako, Bori Priyo Eitz Kodemes, Shehi Chashuva. She'ena Polteres Ela Dover Echa. The general rule of Shem, of thumb, of what qualifies as something that's more Chashuv or not, is something that is a higher level that it could be motzi less. So shahakal, to Yisrael's question, shahakal is the lowest on the totem pole. So therefore, since shahakal is motzi most things, it's the lowest. So what emerges, Yisrael, is that there's a limitation to how far we're going to go in terms of where we say birchot ein birchot seyen shavos. So if you have something that doesn't qualify, let's say you have eights and a mazonos, so then in such a case, then maybe there's room to say that the chaviv is other in such an instance. But in the shahakal, we're not going to, as we see in the psak of the mechaber over here. So if you lefan doshe b'chasol bar praise doshe b'chasol shahakal bari praise kodemes shichashuva sheina poteres el dover echad v'chein bari priyadam v'shahakal bari priyadam kodemes. And again, as Eitan is pointing out, notice that there's no mention of chaviv. V'im heviu lefan of Priya Eitz and Priya Dama. Eizem is Yirtz a Yaktim. Ha'adama Eitz is a toss-up, and we were Mazbir, what the machlokis behind that is. V'yesham Shabor Priya Eitz HaKodem. And that is the Shita of the Bahag. And the Mechaber gives the Shita of the Bahag honorary mention, but we don't follow the Shita of the Bahag Mi'ikr Dedina. However, the Mishnah Brura does say that L'chatchila, since there's nothing wrong with putting the Eitz before the Adama, so therefore the halacha would be that halacha l'maisa today, people aren't aware of it. People just think, oh, that Eitz comes before a Shahakal, and Eitz comes before Adama. Those are two different worlds. Eitz before a Shahakal is mikra d'din according to everybody. But Eitz before Adama was a big machlokes rishonim, which we were masbir both the lumdus and the textual disagreement between the two. In the end, we do pask in the minug is that the Borei Pri Eitz comes before the Adama. However, it's not the of the same caliber. Yes, Mordechai.
I have two questions. Isn't Mazonos able to potter everything also besides water and so on? Because it's Mazon. So b'diavad you're.
Yeah, b'diavad. L'chatchila you make a separate bracha on each. L'chatchila you make a separate
bracha. And as far as pasuk, did they still go from the Yeshomer?
Oh, so what Mordechai Yaakov is raising is an excellent question. The Mishnah Brura and Sif Aleph claim that we don't follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, and that we say that a chaviv is adif when even if it's ein birchos seyen shavos. So he's asking, would Sfardim follow that? I don't know. I did not look at the Sfardic poskim. Please let me know. That's a very fair question because the Mishnah Brura here is paskening. So I didn't look, and I'd be please let me know. I'd be curious myself. One more point, a halacha and one beautiful cheshbon within our shita. Let's take a look. Halacha dalet is straightforward. I don't think you have to go over it, the information halacha dalet, but I have nothing more to add. Let's take a look at halacha hey. Ha dechita v'saora kodmin. This that we learn in halacha dalet, that since chita comes before saorim of the shivas haminim, chita comes first. Dafka kishasmim tavshilo pas. That's only if you made it into a food or bread. Aval hakoses chita, someone who chews on wheat, shebirchaso bore priyadama, the brach is bore priyadama, eina kodemes lebirchas bore priyadama. In such a case, then koses chita doesn't come before, even though it's a shiva samim. You got this one, Rabosai? Even though the chita is one of the Shivas Haminim. Nevertheless, if you have an apple and you're not eating a cookie or a pasta, you're chewing on the wheat. In such a case, when you chew on the wheat, what bracha do you make? What bracha would Huckleberry Finn make? He would make a hadama. So then, in such a case, then there's no dinah kedima, and what bracha do you make? You make a borei. You first make a bracha on the apple, and then on the wheat. Now, Rabosai, the Gra asks a fantastic kasha on this Pesach. For those of you who have the Shulchan Aruch, if you could roll to the Gra, that would be fantastic. I see there are a couple of hands. Yes, A.B.?
That's here to what we said before, that you have the, so I told
her... Whoa, you're jumping. You're ahead of me. Go slow. Explain why it's a steer. Very good. I think you're about to be mechaving to the gross kasha.
He said earlier that you have an option. You're saying you don't... Saying
where do you see option. Earlier that you have an option?
Go back to Aleph. Being in here, Osam, Shavos, a few yeh,
right.
Yeah.
So you see that what?
That you have an option.
That if you have Mimin Shiva, so then you have an option. So what are you asking on?
So you're called if it's not a Mimin Shiva, for sure you would have an option. Right? He's saying the Ace comes before the Adama.
He said that the Ace comes before the Adama. So your Kasha is, it's Einber Chosei and Shavos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
You don't have an option.
Excellent. Rabosai, take a look at the Grah. In Sifei Ha. Take a look. Tur B'Shem Bahag. Everybody see that in the Gra? Oz Tes Vav. It's in this edition, it's in the Shulchan Aruch page Samach Vav. Says the Gra, Tur B'Shem Bahag. This Psak was the Tur quoting the Bahag, and it's going to be Lishitasam. But we don't paskin this way. Let's spell it out. Tur B'Shem Bahag. Because of the Azul Lishitasa, the Bore Priya Aids code them. This only makes sense if you hold, I don't know if AB is exactly what you were asking, but you're on the right track. This Psak only makes sense that if you hold that Aids comes before Adama. Who says Aids comes before Adama? The Bahad, to put it in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the second opinion that we had in Sif Gimel. That's the second opinion we had in Sif Gimel. So according to the second opinion that you have in Sif Gimel, so then there's an advantage of having the Eitz go before the Adama. However, continues the Gra, Avol Rosh Dipalik, Yesh Lomar Afikosei. So according to the Rosh, then there's no value over the Adama and the Eitz. Finishes off the Gra, that's the Gra with a left. Comes the Gra with a right from Abi's Kasha. Udvarav Tzarech Iyun. And now I have a Kasha. The Kaimulon Be'ein Birchosei and Shavos Ein Din Kedima. And we saw, so number one, now we've got Eitz and Adama. And there's no requirement of Kedima from the Shitas HaBahag. We reject the Bahag. So Adama and Eitz, one is not better than the other. So then why should the Psak then be to choose one over the other? In Sif Aleph, how do we paskin? In Sif Aleph, we paskin the main opinion in Sif Aleph, except if you ask the Mishnah Berurah. The main opinion in Sif Aleph said, whichever one you want. So then why is it that we say over here that Kosei Schita, so then in such a case, Ha'etz comes first. Ha'etz doesn't have a value as over Adama because we passing like the Rov Rishonim against the Ba'ad. We passing like the Rush. Once there's no value of one over the other, so then in such a case, you fall back to which position? You fall back to the position Reizim and Shehirtza. Now this might be another reason, V'amei v'nyavim, that we paskin like the Yesh Omrim in the Sif Aleph. But at the end of the day, the Gra asks that Bechura, there's a contradiction over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Now you got to follow the balancing ball. You got to follow what we learned, both in Sif Aleph, as well as in Sif Gimel. But once you put Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel together, then Sif A is going to be difficult. And that's the Gra's objection. And now we can understand the Mishnah Berurah Za'ara. Like we pointed out many times, that the Mishnah Berurah is a collection of the Achronim. He doesn't always spell out everything. In terms of spelling out, the Aruch HaShulchan is a better sefer. With the Mishnah Berurah, you have to keep cheshbon. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Kodemes Elavar Priyetz Takdim. That the halacha should be that if you have the wheat, the Kosei Schita, where Tzik Kotten Chav Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bar Priyetz comes first. ומשמע בוקר אברהם דדף כי מהבורי פרי עץ חביב יוסר אצלו אז הוא קודם, אף שהוא מאוחר בקרוא אבל אם שניהם חביבים בשווה חיטה קודם So Magen Avraham says that the halacha would be that if they're both shaveh, then the chita comes first. Because the Magen Avraham is arguing that we don't follow Bahad. Achem b'be'er agra, mashma, d'lefim ha'ashim b'vur, l'il b'sif alef, d'heich ha'shem b'chasein shavas, lo azlina klal basar min shiva, that you don't follow min shiva at all, hu adin hacha, lo azlina klal basar muktam, v'aleze shi'ir tzi yivarech tfilan, you should be able to have a choice. It's a brilliant aura of the Gra. Now you see how the Gra learned. The Gra had all of the previous Shitos clear in his mind, and therefore he says he doesn't understand this Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. And once again, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah isn't necessarily kafuf to this Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Already the Magen Avraham objected that we don't paskin like the Bahad, and then the Gra gives you with the left, The Gra attacks from the other side. At the end of the day, it doesn't even fit into the basic psak and sif aleph of Eza Mehin Shiyirtze. So what emerges from our learning Rabosai is the following. Whenever we read a complicated set of halachos, we need to be able to summarize at the end in a couple of sentences. So now let's summarize in a couple of sentences. We paskin, like Ula, that says that the halacha is a min shiva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, min shiva is adiv when it's birchos seim shavos. However, if there's no min shiva, then the chaviv comes first. If you have ein birchos seim shavos, there's a machlokis whether you have to do the chaviv or not. The Shulchan Aruch main opinion says that you don't have to do the chaviv, and the Yesh Omrim says that you have to do the chavim. That's the summary of the psak in Sif Aleph. By the way, the Rambam gets honorary mention in Sif Beis. We didn't even go over the psak of the Rambam entirely. He gets honorary mention in Sif Beis. In Sif Gimel, we have the psak that in general, a better bracha comes first. Now Yisrael is right. I didn't cover everything of which brachos. I didn't cover all brachos. Maybe we'll, Mirtz Hashem, when we do Mishnah Berurah, we'll cover all brachos, but right now I want to stay as germane to the sugya, and that is that a Borei Priya Eitz is considered more chashuv, just like you have the idea of chashuv when it comes to Shivas Haminim, you also have the idea of chashuv when it comes to brachos, and that means that a Eitz comes before a Shehakol. There's a machlokas between the first day of the Shulchan Aruch and the Bahag and the Yesh Omrim, whether a Eitz comes before a Adama, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to assume that it's a wash. That our Eitz and our Adama is going to be a wash, and then Vamevin Yavin, we're going to have a machlokas whether there's an inyan of Chaviv or not when it's Ein Birchos Seyen Shavos. That's what we saw in Sif Gimel. Finally, in Sif Hey, we saw the Huckleberry Finn case. Now, really, it's a Huckleberry Finn case because it doesn't really happen very often. But the implication of the Huck Finn case is going to be very, very big. And that is, what happens if you have. You guys read Huckleberry Finn?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Waiting for you to say you just saw the movie. Okay. So as far as that halacha is concerned, what we have is the following. We have the diun of whether kosei schita is going to, which is a adama, is going to come before a ha'etz or not. So here we say the following, that even though Shiva Saminim comes first, but when it comes to kosei schita, where it's a borei pri adama, so then in such a case, then it doesn't come before the borei pri adama. So asks the Gra, I don't understand. That's assuming that there's a value of adama, aitz versus adama. And we just got through saying two sifim ago that there is no value of aitz adama. We explained a Sunday ago what the longdus is. But leaving the lamdus aside, however you explain what the machlokis is, what the yisod machlokis is, at the end of the day, we see that Eitz comes before, or it doesn't come before Adama. The two are considered equal. Combined with the fact that once we say, that's where AB you skipped a step, you needed that first step, that Eitz doesn't come before Adama. Once we know that Eitz doesn't come before Adama, so then you could choose anyone you want. In Sif Aleph, that's what we learned. The Mechaber himself, Paskin in Sif Aleph, the Stam in the Sif Aleph, was in such a case Ezeme and Sheyirtza. So I don't understand why the Mechaber changed his psak. That's the question of the Gra. Okay, Rabosai, this is a summary of seeing the halachos in Shulchan Aruch. Now, I do agree. I saw the veterans wanted to ask me questions on Sif Aleph. I fudged a little bit of Sif Aleph. What did I fudge? I fudged really trying to pin down exactly who the Shulchan Aruch paskins like. In other words, I didn't tell you the Shulchan Aruch is passing according to this Rishon, lefi this Amora, lefi this Tana. Why? I'll tell you the truth, because I'm a little bit stuck. So if anybody could cheshbon that out, I'm game to listen. But these are the psakim. This is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Clear the psakim. We have clear the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. We have clear. If anybody could work it out, I'm definitely interested. To hear it. I see the two questions, and then let's begin the sukkah. Pass up the kisten. Yes.
Is it possible that maybe the ha'etza says in sifrei something about within the pasuk, but not just like a regular act?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say on that point. No, that's very difficult. You're trying. Ami wants to say that's one of the shiras amin, and the pashto says we're not talking about one of the shiras amin. Doesn't sound like we're talking about that. Because then the manushach, then the halacha would also be different. Yes.
Do we get to the answer of the Grah, or are we just leaving
it? The Grah basically says we don't accept this halacha, and then you'll have to decide whether you follow the Stam in Shulchan Aruch or you follow the Yesh Omer.
Is it possible to say that?
By the way, Rabbi Osai, the Grah on this Simon is glorious. Mamish glorious. But it's Kedai to go through the whole Simon and read the Grah. Rav Katz has a relative who just came today to visit the Nazir room. That's she's writing a book on the Nazir. So her maiden name is Rakover. Her uncle, Rav Rakover, wrote a perush on the Grah. The Grah, for every two words that he writes, he's referring to a whole. We've done this once. We once said shir on four lines of a Grah. That took a whole shiur to be masbir to explain four lines in the Grah. So Rav Rakover did what I would, for lack of a better term, he did a kahati. He wrote a kahati on the Grah. This is her uncle. Her father was a professor. Her uncle is a tremendous Talmud Chacham. The Grah, if you could read a Grah, one of the signs that you really, really know the sugya is that you're able to know all the Grah's references. Because a Grah will say, Delo ketosos va'ayin rajba. That's typical of the language of the Grah. So the Grah does this throughout our sugya, and the Grahs are glorious. But there's only a certain amount that we could do. So the answer is that you have to cheshbon how the Grah learned the Stam and the Yesh Omrim in Sif Aleph. But that's.
We can also say that the reason why the Kod Zechita is second is because that was Derech. Maybe we developed the sugya like a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, about how the kozachit is not the derech. So maybe it's a dama, but it's not. We don't really want to make the bracha first because it's not really that much more deep because it's not the derech.
Well, at the end of the day, you don't. It doesn't get a mazonos because it's not the derech, but it'll still get. It gets a legitimate adama. The adama is not a bidyavet. The reason why it doesn't get a mazonos is because it's not the derech. Right. You're making a legitimate point anytime, but that's on the mazonos level, not on the adama level. Rabosai, let's begin the new Gemara of Pas HaBavikisma. Now this sugya we're gonna see is an absolutely beautiful sugya. It's easier than the sugya that we had before, although not easy, but easier. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Itmar, if you would say to any of our Novim B'Soch HaSuda, if they had figs and grapes that were brought to them during the meal. Amar avuna tuna brach lefnei ve'ein tuna brach l'achrein. Because these are things that we refer to, which we're going to have shiurim by itself, we're going to need to spend a lot of time. These are dvarim she'enam bo'im machmas hasuda. So then in such a case, they require a bracha beforehand. Amar nachman tuna brach lefnei ve'ein tuna brach l'achrein. Rav sheshes amar tuna bracha bein lefnei ve'ein l'achrein. She'en lefadavar she'ton bracha lefana ve'ein ton bracha l'achrov. Anything that gets a bracha beforehand will require, by definition, a bracha afterwards. Ella, the one exception is pas habobikisman. The one exception is pas habobikisman. Now, you should know we haven't finished all of the Talmud on Pasa Baba Kisner. We're going to have a Gemara at the top of Membeza and Aleph that's also going to talk a little bit more about Pasa Baba Kisner. But for today's shiur, this is enough. Look, Rashi's going to keep us busy. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says a lot of strange things over here. You're going to, you please help me out. It says Rashi, Pasa Baba Kisner, La'achar Achila. The pas habobikisn is something that comes after the meal. Sounds something like a dessert. However, Rashi says something startling over here, which is wild. La'achar achilo ubirchas hamozen. Rashi says they would bring it after the meal and after they benched. Hayurigim lahavikisn. Look at the beautiful way Rashi describes pas habobikisn. One of the things that we're going to see is that there's a big machlokas rishonim, what it is. So Rashi says like this. What are pas habobikisnin? Kisnin are kloyos. Kloyos are parched grains. Lefisha yafin lelev. It was good for the heart. I don't know if Rashi means biologically it was good for the heart, or in those days, yafin lelev also referred to satiation and digestion. So that it could mean also it means it was good for digestion. Kedarmina ba'alma. Hani kisni demali liba. So these things, these parched wheat was thought to help something biological. Umevien imoen pas, and along with it came pas shenilusha im tavlin, that had been kneaded with spices. Something like what's it called that you get in Chinese restaurants after the meal?
Fortune cookie.
Something similar to a fortune cookie. Now, fortune cookie has a lot of sweet stuff inside of it. And it comes as a dessert. It's not a regular type of bread. Something like a fortune cookie. The Lazi Rashi said there's something like vaflim. That means wafers. I once had a student that said, yeah, I'm going to live in Israel, I'm going to learn in Kol, and my children will live on vaflin. That's what the Israeli kids eat. And they would make it into certain shapes, and they would eat an only small amount. Rabosa, how did Rashi describe the Pasap of the Kisnin? What according to Rashi, just understanding the description of what is Pasap of the Kisnin, what is it? You can see is how do you translate Pasa Baba Kisnin? Yes, Michal, it's great to have you back. Yeah? Go ahead.
It comes after Rosh Hashanah, but the main thing is it's kneaded with the actual stuff. Like, it's very important that it's kneaded with it.
Okay.
And it says that it's also tapkid is not necessarily for the main person eating it, rather to supplement it with kisnin.
Good. Now the last point is what I want to emphasize first. According to Rashi, pas habobikisnin is actually a beautiful expression. I think in the words, Rashi's pshat, as difficult as Rashi is, as those are going to begin to start ripping Rashi apart. But in the words, Rashi's pshat is elegant. Rashi is always elegant in the words. Rashi's pshat is like this. Kisnin are these kloyos, the dessert. Pas habo'o, that came bikisnin. So Rashi says there's actually two things that we're talking about. We're talking about the fortune cookie. Pardon my expression, I'm just enjoying that expression. We're talking about the fortune cookie and the kisnin. The fortune cookie that comes with the kisnin. Now, as Michal points out, this pas is secondary on two different levels. Number one, it's secondary. That is just something that came along, just like the fortune cookie. It's there for the fortune. But it comes along, you know, you have something sweet afterwards. And then this came along with the kisnin. That's why in the words, it's a beautiful pshat in the words. We can see the Rishonim don't like Rashi at all. But in the words, it's important to appreciate that Rashi always, even if they're kashas, Rashi always in the words fits beautifully. Rashi says, pass up on the kisnin, that's what we're talking about. Now what are the problems? Let's shoot away at Rashi. What are going to be some of the problems within Rashi? What are some of the difficulties that with Rashi? Yes, Noah?
Why is it that he says after Birchas?
Right, it's a tremendous chiddush. Rashi said that it came after Birchas HaMazon. Why does Rashi say that we're talking about after Birchas HaMazon? Well, how could that be? And that's going to be, well, what's the problem? The problem is, if it's after Birchas HaMazon, then of course it should need its own separate bracha. How could it possibly be that you're going to have something that after Birchas HaMazon, that's what we call Tzarech Yud number one. Find me a case in Halacha, find me a source in Shas, where you eat something, you don't need to make a bracha achrona. Now the Gemara says, below klum, in certain cases, but we say it means bar nefashos. The Rashi is a collector's item. It's an answer to a trivia question. How could you have a food that you don't have a bracha achrona on? You make a bracha rishona, you don't make a bracha achrona. Now Rashi's going to say to us, what do you want? For me, it's not my fault. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, you don't make a bracha afterwards. So how do most Rishonim understand? What does it mean that when the bracha says, ain't tun bracha acharav? It means it doesn't get its own bracha afterwards, because we still consider it, it's part of the meal, but it's not part of the meal. It's part of the meal in the sense that the bracha, achrona birchas hamazon, will go on it, but it's not part of the meal. That's the classic description of Pasav of a kisnin, but it's not entirely part of the meal, so it needs its own bracha, which of course is going to get us to desserts and many different things, betoch ha-su'uda, whether you make a bracha or not. I remember as a child, I always found this extremely, extremely confusing. I have to say, until this time around the learning brachos, this is the first time I feel like I have a little bit of understanding. When you do, when you don't, and we're going to see, there's a lot of debate. But Rashi is a tremendous chiddush. Again, the conventional way of reading it is the way we just said, that we're going to see that many of the Rishonim say. But Rashi, some reason, learned that it's even achar birchas hamazon. So that's Tzarech Yud number one. I don't know if we're going to be zelchet to answer all the questions, but we have to ask the basic questions. To get to the beautiful lamdos, we need to really ask all the basic questions. Yes, Adi?
Don't we say there's a shear for bracha achrona, and Rashi is very specific to say, umachla mu'at, you eat like very little from it.
Right, so Adi wants to say something interesting. He wants to say that the reason why there's no bracha achrona is because he didn't eat a shear. That's why. He ate so little that he didn't eat a shear.
Rashi was out of his way to say the regular.
So then the whole case, the way you're learning is that the whole case of Pasap on the Kisnin is Dafka, where a person didn't eat a shear. And the Gemara never told us that anyway.
I'm going to read it.
Adi, I'm not attacking you. You're great. You're great. So, maybe Musser, but not now. I'm just teasing. So, yeah, it wasn't the recording. So then in such a case, but you're saying good. I'm just saying what's difficult in the Gemara. Yes.
It's mashma in the day of Tosos that they understood that Rashi is referring to Bar Nefasha. That you do say well, Klum is referring to a bracha.
Why do you? All right. You know what? Let's start in Tosos, and you tell me where you're coming from in Tosos.
Okay.
You have something to say? Well, let's start to respond to Adi. Yeah. Go ahead.
Because Rashi himself says...
Karaoke night.
Rashi himself says it's like Pas Oros V'Dochan, which you would say Borin Yepasos on, and if we're saying there's no Bracha Achrona, then if you don't have the Kizayas, then you wouldn't say Borin Yepasos either.
In other words, Eitan is responding to what you had said, that Rashi goes on. Let's continue on to Rashi. Mitosha knows about Tablin Harbeve goes in Ushkedim, Umacho Muat, Lo Itinu Bracha Mein Gimel. Rashi says that doesn't get a Birchas Mein Shalosh, doesn't get a Alamichio. Mida the Havia, Pas Oris Vidocha, Darmina Mitchil Barb Nizonsum Sofalo Klum. In contrast to rice, so there it gets a Barei Nefashos after, or similar to rice where it gets a Barei Nefashos. So, Eitan is pointing out to you that you do make a Bracha Achrona in the Hemshech of Rashi. You do make a Bracha Achrona, but the Bracha Achrona is only going to be a Barei Nefashos, and Rashi equates it to Pasar's Vidote. Now, it happens to be, Adi, your point is incorrect, but it has a value to it. What's the simple pshat in Rashi? Simple pshat in Rashi is like this, that Rashi is saying that when you have something that doesn't fill, so then in such a case it's not going to get a bracha mein shalosh. And Rashi is saying that because this fortune cookie doesn't fill, so then it gets a bar nefashos. It's not mitzdaref to a shear of an alamichya of the stuff together. In other words, maybe I'm trying to argue, but what about the egos and the shkedim that sometimes are mitzdaref to a shear of the alamichya? In such a case, he says, it's only a little bit. So therefore, the only thing you're going to get is it's like Pasar's Vidoche, that you're going to get a Bar Nefashos. So now, Eitan, it could very well be that according to this, then Rashi, we have a working pshat in Rashi. And that is the following. Rashi never said that it's mamish nothing. Rashi said it's like Oriz V'dochen. And Oriz V'dochen gets a Bar Nefashos. So let's come up with a working chat now. We're answering our first Tzarachiyum. Rashi never said that you don't get any Bracha Achrona. Rashi said you don't get the conventional cookie Bracha Achrona, the conventional cake Bracha Achrona. What Bracha Achrona are you going to get? You're going to get a Bar Nefashos just like Oriz V'dochen. And what's the omic of Rashi? What Rashi is saying is the following. He's saying that just like Oriz V'dochen, we already had such, don't be so surprised, we've had such an idea. What bracha achrona? You make a rice. You're going to come to lunchroom, you're not going to be in the mood of fleishings today, you're going to eat the rice. What bracha achrona do you make? The answer is a Bar Nefashos. Don't be so surprised. You made a mezonos on the rice, you make a Bar Nefashos. Why? Because the rice doesn't fill up the same way. So if that's so then that's what we're talking about when we have the pasa bavikisni. Nevertheless, even though we answered question number one, Tosas is still going to have many objections within Rashi. Let's take a look at Tosos. Ela pasa bavikisni.
Why does Rashi emphasize that you could have achieved all of that without saying the word muah?
Why did Rashi emphasize muah?
Because if you eat a bunch of rice, even as long as you're not kaveh suda, you're going to do bar nefashos. No. So he could have achieved that without saying muah.
Okay, so that's going to bring us up to mem beis amud aleph. The answer to your question is on the top of mem beis amud aleph. There we see that if you have lots of pasa bavikisnin, then it will get an aleph mechia and at times even require benching. So Rashi needs to say muah. That's in contrast to Oriz V'dochen.
If you're kaveh suda. On anything.
That, so actually, there are times even if you're not kaveh suda. Times even if you're not kaveh suda. For example, that they discuss, the post can discuss what happens if he's nimlach. He just changes his mind, he made a mezonos, then he decided to have more. In such a case, you're going to bench. So that's why Rashi said, but Benji's father's asking a question. He's saying, if it's like Oriz V'dochen, so then in such a case, then we should say what? We should say that just stop. It's Oriz V'dochen. It always gets a Bar Nefashos. Why did Rashi say muat? And we're answering the reason why Rashi said muat is because if you had a lot, you actually would need to make a bracha achron of an al michya, and at times even to bench. So that's why Rashi says muat. Let's take a look at Tosos. El pasav avikisnin. The ton bracha lefana ve'ein ton bracha le'achron. Rak Bar Nefashos rabos. Meaning to have your Oriz V'dochen, and Amrino Leil B'tchila Mevarch Mezonos Lepsel B'lo Klum Hol V'nasnu Ben Shkeidim Harbe. Since there is a lot of almonds, in other words, he's not eating a lot from the cookie. There's a lot of almonds, and therefore it's going to get a Bar Nefashos. Upirish Rashi Afilum Ochaman Achar Birchas Hamazon Ka'amar. And Rashi says we're talking about even Achar Birchas Hamazon. Now, Tosas' objection, notice, Tosas didn't ask your question. Whose question was it? Adiz. Tosas doesn't ask your question, because we answered it. But Tosas has another couple of strong questions. V'lo mehir, choda damrina lil, kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminin, sarif bracha me'ein shalosh. We have a rule. Now, Rabbi said, let's see, someone, you could answer this question. I did it, and I was angry at myself that I didn't. I saw that Tzlach has a brilliant teretz diskasha. I'm very upset at myself that I didn't get this teretz. Every single one of you can think of the teretz. At first glance, it's a bomb kasha. And this is the halach of kol sheyesh bo. We discussed this in the context of schnitzel and many other foods, that if there's taste that's given into the mixture by flour, the halacha is that you make a bore mine mizonos. Asks Tosos. How could it be that Rashi says that you don't get an al mechia? Kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine dagon mevarchin alav bari mine mizonos. We consider it a mizonos, and Rashi is not considering it a bari mine mizonos. Oriz V'dochen doesn't have chameshes mine dagon. This had chameshes mine dagon. Just has tavlin harbe. Ad kidei kach, what do we say, Rabbi Osai? That if you put in a little bit of pasta in your soup, and the soup tastes get some of the dough, if you have just the soup, you make a bar mine mizonos. If it changes, if it affects the taste. Certainly we argued schnitzel, right? But taking away from the controversial part, everybody agrees, kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine dagon, and the halacha is that you're going to get a mizonos. So what in the world is going on? Can anybody answer the kasha? After I saw the note of Yehuda, the Tzlach, I said, oh my goodness, I didn't read those as well. Tosis is pulling a fast one on us. Who can figure out how Tosis pulled a fast one? Mordechai Yaakov, go ahead.
It's just a holder.
No, I don't think so. He wants to say that's Devin. No, you got something a lot simpler. You don't need something so difficult. You got something simple. A simple tarot. Moment you hear their tarot, you're going to say, oh my goodness, I can't believe I didn't think of this. That's how I felt when I read the Tzlach. Yes, Yisrael? By the way, the Tzlach is photocopied. If you want, now you can pass it up. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's Mizonos, but it's not enough to say on it, like Schnitt, like
Beautiful. The Tzlach's response is so sharp. The Tzlach says, Chipasti b'chol hashas, v'lo matzasi kol sheyesh po mechameshes mine dogon, mevarchin acharov ala michya. It's hard to know why Tosis didn't delegitimize himself. You know. Alright, so the fact that we fell into it, but Tosis, how could he ask such a silly kasha? To the point that if we would be learning really be even, maybe we gotta wait a day or so, we gotta figure out why Tosis even thought it was a legitimate kasha. By the way, there is a discussion. It happens to be that this week, where we were up to in Mishnah Berurah, so Rav Nevin Sal was just on his own. We were up to Mishnah Berurah. He says, "V'glal zeh mevarchim mizonos al schnitzel." That's what he said in the middle of while he was learning. We discussed this many times. He said mizonos al schnitzel, and then I asked, "What about bracha achrona?" So he said, "No, of course. In such a case, we paskin that you need kzayis bechdei achilas pras." So here, who says there you got a kzayis bechdei achilas pras? And the Tzlach makes reference to this. If you may, I'll just take it over. Where do we have it over here? Yeah, it's in Dibra Maskel Elapas. It's a little bit cut off, but Dibra Maskel Elapas, the Pasti V'chol Hashas, the collector's item. By the way, the Noda B'Yehuda and Tzlach are the same person. It's the same page, just photocopied twice. They're, whenever the Noda B'Yehuda gets involved with Sugi, it's absolutely beautiful. Yes, Micha.
I told Sosmania, when you asked that Kasha, two things. It's not Soy Lev, which is not part of Kosher. Means Kosher is not for Soy Lev, so therefore there really shouldn't be Kosher Yeshua. And second of all, it's not Kosher Yeshua, it's not a mixture inside. It's a separate entity.
Right. According to Rashi, it says that it comes along. I think Tosis is saying that even Kol Shi Yeshua. That's the.
They say, oh, Kol Shi Yeshua, it should have this, but I think it's not.
I hear. But what? That maybe Mordechai Yaakov. That's what you meant. You meant to say that it's not Soy Lev. So that might be an interesting point. But at the end of the day, it's all, I think the Tzlach hit it on the bullseye. To the point that Tosis' kasha is hard to understand. Let's continue on. Tosis asks, Rabos, I didn't do it. I barely did anything today. Come, let's keep on learning. Va'od. Sundays it sometimes kedai to begin building the sugi, but I want to accomplish a little bit. Va'od asks Tosis, Amayka Omar Kisnin. Why, according to Rashi, does it say Kisnin? Leima nami orez vidochen. It should also say orez vidochen. In other words, according to the pshat that Tosis is about to give, that we're going to have to leave for tomorrow, so then we're going to explain why it's specifically called Pasavo v'kisnin. But we could just as well put it in the category of orez vidochen. What's so special about this Pasavo v'kisnin? The same thing applies to orez vidochen. And we learned this halacha by orez vidochen. If I had asked you, what would the halacha be if they would eat dessert of a rice cake, right? We have rice cakes today. Then you would have said, of course, afterwards. Doesn't get its own bracha achrona. It's a davar pashut. Beforehand, it wasn't machmas asuda, so then it does. What do I need? This new magical category, which has a lot of magic to it. There's going to be a lot of magic around this. Pasabo bekisnin, what do I need it? That's just the same thing as orz vidochen. Pasabo bekisnin indicates that there's some type of magic. According to Rashi, there's no magic here. It's just a regular case of orz vidochen. That's Tosis's two kashas. Now, Mirza Shem, what we're going to do is we're going to give Tosis an approach, and we're just scraping the surface. Our first agenda over here is going to be to see the different Rishonim's Hagdorah, how they're Magdir Pasabo bekisnin. How that plays out in Halacha Lemaisa, actually Rav Ami just looked in. Rav Ami gave a great chabur on that, so some of the things I'll just say over from what Rav Ami had mentioned. And then we're going to go on in the sugya on Membeis Amid Aleph. We'll discuss the sugya on the top of Membeis of an Aleph, which is going to be some points in Pshat. But first, what we're going to do is try to be Matir, Passover, the Kisnin, and then try to understand what is the Yisod according to the Gemara, and has fantastic applications for Halakha.